Mark Wilson was there, refereed matches on Friday, worked for NBC on Saturday on their Ryder Cup coverage. Not sure what he did on Sunday, but the U.S. with the most dominating performance in Ryder Cup history, 19-9, the final. They get the Ryder Cup. Steve Stricker, what a great captain. And Mark Wilson, probably on his way back from Whistling Straits, PGA rules official, calls West Michigan home, part of the prestigious PGA Golf Management Program at Ferris State University. He's standing by the Meyer guest sign. How you doing, Mark?
Oh, Bill, yes, I am almost back home right now.
So on last week you told us Friday you were officiating the first match, then Saturday you did NBC rules coverage if they had a question. And what match did you referee on Sunday?
I had the 12th match, the final match. That was Matt Fitzpatrick from England, obviously representing the European team against Daniel Berger from the United States. And it was really quite a dramatic match. Went back and forth, and it was decided on the final hole. It was a match that the U.S. won on the last hole, and that gave them the 19th point.
That's awesome. And then Friday, you had the first match out of the box, right?
Yes, I had the first match to start the Ryder Cup, and that was Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth against that pretty powerful team from Spain, Garcia and Rahm. And, of course, Garcia and Rahm won that match. They were pretty dominant as a team in the Ryder Cup, you know, sort of in spite of the lopsided outcome.
Mark Wilson, PGA rules official, joining us as he returns from the Ryder Cup across Lake Michigan and Kohler, Wisconsin, Whistling Straits. What a fabulous setting for a major or a Ryder Cup. I was there all day on Saturday. Now, Saturday you were working NBC's coverage, so did you have to jump on TV and give any rules update to the NBC golf crew?
Yeah, there were a couple of questions that came up, and really, the only issue that developed the entire weekend was the situation involving the possible relief that Brooks Koepka wanted from the drainage channel on the 15th hole that led into a drain. And the referee, David Price, had to make a judgment. He's an experienced referee and actually a pretty high-level golfer. Played golf at the University of Texas on a team with Ben Crenshaw and Tom Kite. And so I made a comment about the relief procedure, and sometimes referees have to make tough decisions, and that's part of the game as well. But otherwise, not much else. There were a couple of questions about the order of play when a ball is hit into a penalty area. It's a little different in match play. The original location of the ball determines the order of play. So, but pretty quiet day, and really from an official standpoint, pretty quiet Ryder Cup, and that's really what we want. So we were happy with that all 3 days.
What'd you take from the U.S. team and the domination that's never been seen before in a Ryder Cup, and what we all witnessed, some in person, some on TV, yourself there officiating matches and also helping NBC's Ryder Cup TV coverage. Why were the Americans so dominating?
It's interesting, and of course we've commented before that they had 9 of the top 10 players in the world on the team, and there's a lot of angles to this, really, when you think about it. This was a historic win in terms of modern Ryder Cup scoring, and yet, if you think about it, this is only the 5th win in the last 30 years. They won at Kiowa in 91. They didn't win again until 99 at Brookline, 2008 at Valhalla, and 2016 at Hazeltine. So in perspective, it's a big win, but they haven't had that many over 30 years. But this team does have a lot of young, skillful players. When you think about players like Colin Morikawa, Scotty played tremendously well yesterday. Tony Finau didn't have a great Ryder Cup, but has a lot of potential in the future. Bryce, Brooks, Koepka, and then really the anchors. And, you know, a lot of people have observed this, that this team could be around for a while. You'd say the anchors or sort of the senior players are Dustin Johnson, who went 5-0 for the first time for an American since Larry Nelson did it in 1979. And then pretty solid players, Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. So a really talented team. And I think their chemistry was good, and I think their captain was good, too. Steve Stricker, I think, handled things really well. So it all added up to that sort of historic win.
It was a special weekend for our country, for the game of golf, and even Bryson DeChambeau, I think he won back a lot of fans in terms of the golf world by how he treated everybody, how he respected the emotion and the patriotism. And you watch that crowd respond to him there at Whistling Straits when I was in attendance on Saturday and also worldwide. I think that was a big weekend for Bryson DeChambeau.
I agree. You know, he's had a few rocky spots here over the summer, and some of the fans maybe soured on him a little bit. But you're right. He bought into the team element. He and Brooks just sort of dissolved their disagreements, and that was an important element of it too. That maybe in the past, you even think back to that Oakland Hills pairing with Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods, that the chemistry just never seemed to fit. But this U.S. team really bought into the Ryder Cup team concept, including Koepka and Jordan and Bryson. And I think it was great. And Bryson really wanted to win this for his country. You could tell. He was totally involved in this.
Fantastic weekend. U.S. sets a record 19-9. Most dominating performance in Ryder Cup history across Lake Michigan at Whistling Straits. And a lot of people in the golf community proud of Mark Wilson, PGA rules official, worked the Ryder Cup, based in West Michigan, and also connected to the PGA Golf Management Program at Ferris State University. Mark, appreciated the time before and after the event, and safe travels home.
Thanks, Bill. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Have a great afternoon.
All right, back at you, buddy. Mark Wilson talking about the Ryder Cup.